Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is, 18 already? 18 December 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Our guest cannot make tonight, so it's going to be you and I. And I'm opening the phone lines up immediately to hear from y'all. I don't care what you want to discuss. You can discuss anything you want to. Give a prayer request, praise report, bring in some news. I don't get to do this very often. It'll be totally open line tonight. I just wonder how many people we get to call in and share what's on their mind. How often do you get a chance to go on a worldwide radio broadcast and share what you want to share with people out there all over the world? It's your chance to do that tonight at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow all day from 9 to 4. Looking forward to hearing from you. And I do sincerely mean that. I do. Please don't think that when you call us, you're bothering us, because you're not. If I'm busy and I get kind of behind, I'll try to be polite and tell you I have to move on. But if you need to talk to me, if you need to talk about something that's really serious, if you want some counseling or maybe some guidance, spiritual guidance, if I can help you, I will. And if I run out of time tomorrow, I'll call you back and talk to you. I want to hear from y'all. Because you're out there, we are here. And have been for almost 32 years. So you can call us tomorrow if you want to place an order for the books that have been advertising this month. It's Christmas Christian and it's Cremation Christian. Not many people want to touch those for some reason. I don't know why. I guess they don't want your little world rocked, but they're available if you want them. $15 gets them all delivered to you. Of course, we're still offering have all the products we offer here. You know, the vitamin toothpaste and Strauss products and all that's still available. We hope that you'll take advantage of that and use it for your own health. With the medicine I'm on now for gout treatments, I just started the IV treatments. They're want to keep an eye on my kidneys, and I'm glad to tell you I take kidney drops in the last test I had done. They actually said my kidneys had improved. I take Strauss kidney drops every day, along with cardio support, along with heart drops, prostate, and I've got the other one, bladder. I take all of them, five of them every day. Every morning, I take them. They will set your mouth on fire for a second, but they'll do your body a lot of good. And we got them all available here if you want them. Just call tomorrow, talk to Crystal, see how much you are, and she'll tell you how quick we can get them to you. So please do that. And don't forget, starting January 1st, we'll be changing frequencies. The 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern live broadcast will be on 7520. Some say it's better, some say it's not. The other frequency, I don't know. But that's where we're going to be, January 1st, 7.520 on the live broadcast we're doing right now, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. The 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time rebroadcast is going to be going to 4840. 4.840. 4840 starting January 1st. 8 o'clock live, 7520. 11 o'clock rebroadcast, 4840. So please don't forget that, okay? We want you to please stay with us if you can. Now, we are going to have Bible study Saturday. I won't be able to make it across the mountain again because of weather. Yeah, it's been a decent week. In the 60s today, it's going to be nasty, rainy Friday, turn to ice, and then snow Friday night into Saturday. And if you all knew how far I drive to get where I'm going by 2 hours, and it's across a couple of mountains and twisty roads, you understand why I don't want to drive across there. But we're going to have it. I'll be doing it by remote, Lord willing. Hope you'll join us, especially join us. Well, the Christian Worldview News segment is very important this time. I'm going to review what I did on the program of the night, too, about Middle East and add some more to it, along with other news items for the first hour. Starting at 10:30 a.m., we get into prayer requests, praise reports. 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, we get into the Christian Worldview News. At 1 o'clock, we're going to bring on a very special guest. Dr. Stella Emanuel will join us with an update what's going on with the COVID jab and how Fauci is blamed for a lot of this. And, folks, I wonder, seeing as how Biden's fixing to pardon about another 1,500 or 1,200 people that I know of, could Fauci be one of them? Mm-hmm. Even Liz Cheney is debating about pardoning her if what she did, getting the January 6th people put in prison over nothing, and the lies were told through that. We will see what happens. We haven't made the January 20th yet. We'll see what happens between now and then. But Saturday, I'll give you more update on the Middle East and why I do not believe, well, I'm certain, that when Trump takes office, we will go into the Middle East full out, probably attacking Iran next. Now, we'll share with you Saturday, okay? Been an update on my grandson. Thank you. Two grandsons, actually. Ryan was at least burned of the two, of course. Second-degree burns in hands and face. He's healing. He's at home. But he's having terrible nightmares. He saw his big brother actually on fire. He's having a hard time sleeping at night. That's PTSD, I guess you say, to the nth degree right now. Please keep Ryan in prayer that he'll okay physically, but that this torment will go away of what he saw and what happened, okay? As far as Dylan, my son called Marshall and I today, and we got the chance to speak to him. He cannot talk back. He cannot speak back to us. But we spoke to him, and Eric said he was nodding his head and laughing and saying, I love you. And this evening, they did take the trach out temporarily. Anyway, his fever is still spiking, which with the burns he's had and everything, infection coming. I mean, that's commonplace. They're going to do a first surgery tomorrow, a little willing on his back. Got to do it quick as possible. And then on his front next to get a lot of that dead bird skin off. Yeah, get rid of that. And I'm sure they'll put the trach back in for that. But he's not in out of the woods by any means. It's still, we'll say it's in God's hands. And as far as we know, it's nip and tuck. But I'm trusting God's going to bring him out of this. He's strong. He's young. And who knows what come out of this with the experience he's had. They may glorify our Father in heaven even more. So thank you for keeping doing your prayers. And please, folks, don't forget to send him a card. Call us tomorrow. If you need to get the address, call tomorrow and get his address. If you can send him a get well card, we're doing all we can to keep him encouraged to get everything we can to him so our son and his mommy can read him the cards. Let him know that people all over the world are thinking of him. Would you please call tomorrow in the office, get the address? It's a little bit lengthy, and I'm glad to give it to you then. I'll give it to you right now, too. But if you don't get it tonight, please feel free to call tomorrow and get it. We want you to – y'all are part of the family. I mean that seriously. Some of y'all out there have been with us now for 20 years and more. You are a part of the family. I don't get to meet you face-to-face in this earth, but I get to meet your spirits and your spirit and the way you talk to us and share with us. It's so important that you are part of the family, and we are adult. We are definitely related by the blood of Christ. But now here's the address. His name is Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, D-Y-L-A-N. Of course, his last name is Paul, just like mine, P-A-U-G-H. And the address is 640. Hempstead, H H-E-M-P, like in hemp, like for medicine. The hemp, H-E-M-P, Stead, S-T-E-A-D, Hempstead Place. The town is Colorado Springs, Colorado. Zip code 80906. That's 640 Hempstead Place, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80906. Now, he does, it may sound silly, he's a 23-year-old young man, the little stuffed animals, he likes to get those too, so I'm sure you're going to keep those keepsakes when he gets out of there. But if you would, please drop him a card and just say hi to him. I'd appreciate it very much. It'd be such a blessing to all of us, but especially him, okay? And maybe just say hi to Ryan, too, if you want to, R-Y-A-N, Ryan. Just say hi to Ryan, too. That would make his day, I'm sure. This young man is facing some things that most of us never had to face, especially your own brother, literally on fire. So please keep that in mind, if you don't mind. So we got those are things that I just want to share with you and let you know that we appreciate all your prayers and all you've done. And, folks, you all have showed so much kindness to myself and Marcia through so many years. Marcia Jean and I have been so blessed to know so many people, get to meet lots of you people. Lord willing, this coming April, I've been asked to speak in Wisconsin. We'll see what happens between now and then. But I'm honored, always honored and humbled that people like you folks respect us and love us and pray for us. And I do mean that. Now, I told you I'm going to open the phone lines up, and I'm going to. You can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We sincerely want to hear from you. We'll start first tonight with Joe in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
And thank you, Butch, for taking my call. I've been looking at some things on YouTube that really bothered me here the other day. First off, I've been reading how Donald Trump's been putting in all these Jewish Zionist people into his cabinet.
Oh, yes. I'll be covering that in detail Saturday. I covered that on the radio show. Absolutely. We're going to go to war in the Middle East big time when he gets in there.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I typed in on YouTube, Donald Trump and Jesus. I found article after article after, well, little clips of him invoking the name of Jesus, saying that we need Jesus. Jesus is our Redeemer. I think he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Well, I think you're probably right.
I don't visualize this man as being a Christian, but what I did notice was he was reading scripts, things that people have written for him. This was not coming from his heart. So when he gets inaugurated, and he's deceiving the Christians, at least the evangelical Christians or the charismatic Christians who are really supported for him. He's deceiving them. And when we go into Israel, or when he gets inaugurated, we're going to definitely go to the Middle East and destroy the Middle East. And you know what's even sadder? These Christians are going to stand behind him, applauding him for all the people he's murdering.
I agree. Well, you know, Joe, one time I was ignorant enough to think that Israel was the Israel Bible. I believed that for many years. I was ignorant enough to believe that. When I started reading the Bible, I realized that's a lie.
Yeah. I mean, to realize that a lot of Jewish people there, people that are called themselves Jews or not, they come out of the Ukrainian area back in the 1970s and 60s. There's a real big push to take those people there and send them over to Israel. There's a big push, even going into the 70s, but they're not Christian. I mean, they're not of the lineage of Abraham.
I agree.
They are more Mongoloid than anything. And yet,
I agree.
We, you know, a lot of us say they're good people because they're Jews. Butch, if you and I call ourselves Jews, you know, would people believe us? Probably not. But they sure believe that these Khazars are Jews, and they're not. And that's what's so sad about it.
Well, I was just excited. I was deceived by that for many years until I started reading the Bible. And then when I started finding out how duped I was, it was hard to accept it. It's like anything else, Joe. It's hard to accept you've been wrong for so many years. But if you go and grow in Christ, if you're proven wrong, you got to accept the truth or you got to quit growing, one or the other.
Well, that's true. And as I'm going to say again, I didn't vote for Donald Trump the first time, nor did the second time, nor did I vote for the Democrats either. But, folks, I followed Donald Trump all these several years. He's a habitual liar. And his thing about Israel and claiming to be Christian and invoking the name of Jesus, it's a smokescreen. It's a deception. And it's going to come back on us, Butch.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just a matter of time. People don't want to believe it, but they'll find out in the very near future, I'm afraid.
Well, when tempestuous times comes against us, when we have no food, no water, when we can't go to a grocery store, when we can't pay our rent, we can't keep our homes warm or cool, no gas for the car, because all our resources have been taken away from us in God's judgment because of what we're doing, we're allowing it. It's going to be hard on all of us. But if we just stand firm to the end, Jesus stood firm to the end. So he's our Redeemer. He paid a ransom for us, and it's one of the things I'm going to be teaching on soon. He paid a ransom for us. What a beautiful gift, Butch.
Yes, it is. So much more than we could ever deserve.
Oh, we can't even afford it.
No, we can't.
And if we were to pay for it, there's no amount of gold and silver in the world to pay for it.
Totally
because
true.
Christ was perfect. Christ was perfect. Well,
yes,
Butch, I'll let you get to the next caller, but I just wanted to share that feeling about Donald Trump with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you. And don't forget, we'll be together Saturday. Even if it is online, we'll be together Saturday. And folks, join us if you can Saturday at Bible Study, please. Love to have you. You can watch us live if you don't mind watching my face. And watch us live on PastorBush.com. Go to PastorBush.com. Go into Rumble, and at 10:30 a.m. there will be. Now, if you can't watch us on the internet, call us on the phone. Listen to us at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And we will be announcing the phone number and call and talk to us on if you want to share your thoughts with us. Folks, this is not my broadcast. I'm only a servant here. Now, maybe I'm the talk show host, and I'm the one that kind of, I guess you say, leads the parade a little bit on here because that's what I got to do to keep it running. But I'm not some kind of big boss around here, never have been. If you don't believe me, ask Marcia Jean. She'll tell you the truth. All right, let's talk to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor.
How you doing?
I'm glad to hear you. I'm doing fine. I'm glad to hear your grandson is still with us and fighting.
Yes, he's still fighting. I think he's getting more determined to get well. There for a while, he's very discouraged. But I think he's actually trying now to put his mind to getting better. And that's a big start in the right direction.
We'll be sending cards and stuffed animals. Now, what about Pastor? What do you need, Pastor? If you need something, you let us know. You said it yourself. We're family.
We rely on
your family.
I agree. Well, right now, by the grace of God, I'm doing fine. God's been good to me. You know, paying bills on the ministry is always a tough thing, but that's just part of it. I'm getting used to that.
You know,
but,
that I do every month. So if there's something you need, not the ministry, Pastor, you or Marcia.
Okay,
Do you want us to raise money to get you to Colorado? What do you need from us, Pastor?
Well,
we're
thank
always
you,
there for us. And it's time for us to be there for you. I know you don't take a penny, but this is different. This is different.
Well, thank you. What a sweet offer. And we do want to go to Colorado, but not right away. I'm still having trouble with the foot healing. It's healing, but it's a very slow process, and I really can't walk on a few there yet. And so we're hoping maybe January sometime, maybe February, get to go to Colorado and visit, because Dylan will be in the hospital for many months in the future, plus going through a lot of rehab or whatever. So we'll have plenty of time to see him. We're willing. Got to speak to him today, like I said. He couldn't talk back to us. We got to say hi to him on the telephone. And, you know, I told him next year I'd time up a big buck, so I'll be sure and get one when he comes to hunt out here next year. And so I'm going to send him a big stuffed deer. He can be a tough buck. But, yeah, thanks for sending it, Jan. I appreciate it. Right now, God's blessed us. We're not wealthy, being me, but we've got a place to sleep, food on the table, and we're doing okay.
Okay.
But thanks for asking. If I need anything, I'll let y'all know. I promise.
If you need anything, Pastor, tell me. I will do my best.
I know you will.
I will do my best. All right.
What a sweet, sweet gesture, though.
Write it down here. What about your family? Do they need help with gas money or anything like that? Would that be appreciated?
Well, they would, and people already are actually coming on board and donating to his church, and it's bringing in food to him. He's already got some kind of online deal. It's not GoFundMe. Some way that some people are sending donations in to him. Yes, they're right now they're doing fine. If it gets any different, I'll let you know for sure on that, too.
Well, you're always there for us, Pastor.
Well, that's what I've been called to do, Jan, and I try to do the best I can at it.
Everybody listening feels the same way. You're our earthly shepherd. You know, you keep us in line.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jan. What a sweet thing to say. Thank you so much.
Give Marcia a big hug.
I'll do that, and I'll see you Saturday when we go to Bible study.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless. I tell you what, folks, I want to say, I certainly don't deserve that. Maybe by the grace of God, maybe I've earned some respect, and I'm so thankful for that. But please understand, I'm only a man like everybody else. Oh, my. Sometimes if I were, it's a good thing I'm not my own God, so to speak. I wouldn't tolerate me very long. I get frustrated myself sometimes, believe it or not, for being so, I don't know, sometimes unsteady, and I get frustrated with everybody else and maybe a little bit aggravated. But I've been blessed. And have people like you all out there, and Jan just calling in and sharing that, you have no idea what that means to me. There's no words to describe it. It's just something that God just have to tell you in your heart what that means to me to have you all be that way. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, we're told in scriptures as brothers and sisters of Christ to love one another. Matter of fact, one of the signs that was given to them and that the heathen recognized it, they couldn't believe how much they loved one another. Well, you all have shown us so much love for so many years. I pray that by his grace, we'll return some of that to you in a way that's helping you folks too, because again, this is something that this is a team effort. I'm not in this thing by myself. I'm not in charge of anything. I'm a servant. And just because I do a radio show, people get all, well, you mean he'll talk to me? Like, folks, yes, please understand. And I say this very sincerely. I am only a servant. I'm nothing beyond anyone else in the eyes of my God. I'm a servant. And I don't want to be anything but that. Don't hold me up as something really great and powerful. I'm not. Maybe by the grace of God and by his power and strength, I'll be able to do some way or do some things. I've seen people healed that are prayed for, yes. I've seen devils come out of people that are prayed for, yes. But it's not me. It's not me. Don't give me one ounce of credit. It's not me. I am nothing but a servant. That's all that I am. You all are my family. And what I do here, I want to be done for God's glory and edify the church out there. So there's this program. And for those out there that are not born-again believers, I mean, you may go to church, and that's all well and good. And you may even go, you may pay tithes. You may do a lot of things. But if you're not born again, truly born again, then you're not a child of God. And I don't want to frustrate you and make you angry at me, but I have to tell you the truth. If you're not born again, you're going to hell. No matter how good you think you are, no matter how much good you think you've done, unless you understand that it's by Christ alone that you stand, you're going to go to hell. We are nothing in ourselves. I am nothing without Christ. And sometimes I think I'm very little with him because I'm myself. I'm so messed up in my heart sometimes and mind that I get clear off base sometimes with frustration and whatever, but don't think that I don't realize that you people are part of my family, and you are. 844-769-2944. I can't believe the phones aren't ringing. Tonight's your chance to share your thoughts with us on anything you want to talk about. This is open line tonight on any issue. Again, if you want to give a prayer request, if you want to make a statement on something that concerns you, you know, I do get something quite often. And I understand where people come from. A lot of people in this program that we bring on as guests are really strong people, have done some miraculous things for the glory of God. And they're still confused about who Israel is and issues about that. And I don't correct them on the radio because that's not what they're there for that night. They're there to share testimonies and how God's blessed them. But I do my best to teach the truth about the Middle East and what's going on in the world as much as possible on this program and in our Bible studies. I, for one, don't look forward to what may be coming in the future for this world and for our country, but I look forward to the fact that I'm seeing my Father's word come true. So I don't get all shook up and frustrated and scared of what the future holds. I prepare as best I can. I have prepared as best I can to take care of my family, not just my wife who's living with me now, but extended family if necessary, if I can at all. I'm just like everybody else. I do my best to understand the truth and then act upon it. But I have to say this as humble as I can. Most Christians are woefully ignorant of the Word of God. They are woefully ignorant of the Word of God and what the truth really is. And we all have to grow. No one comes to Christ and is born again and knows all truth about the scripture. No, it's impossible. Matter of fact, I've been preaching now for going on 50 years. On the radio, almost 32 years, and I'm learning every day. You'll never dip the ocean of knowledge dry that God has offered for us. But it does bless him to see us fill a bucket up once in a while and understand what we just got in our heads and our hearts. It blesses him. And as long as we want to walk in him, we need to learn of him and learn his word. We have to understand that that he alone is in charge, that he alone is the one who is going to be able to take us through whatever the future holds. Folks, our lives are not our own. Understand that. A number of lives are guaranteed. I know it's hard for people to understand this, but just because you made it through today, and you've lived through this day, doesn't promise you tomorrow. I'm not trying to scare you or concern you, but you can look at it two different ways. You can be worried about that and fret all the time about, I'm going to die someday. Yes, you are. Or you can say, Father, my life is in your hands. Use me how you will and take me home when you're ready. That dispels a lot of fear of death. It really does. Let's talk to Kelly right here in West Virginia. Kelly, come on in. Oh, it's break time, Kelly. Hang on to the break. Back at break, folks, with your phone calls. 844-769-2944. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back again. We got phone lines open, 844-769-2944. Okay, we go to Kelly right here in West Virginia, and we had to go to break. Kelly, come on in.
Okay, I didn't realize it was time for break.
I didn't either. It snuck up on me.
It did. It snuck up on me. Anyway, what's on my heart is I got an acquaintance that got a hold of me through texting, and you know he's a full blown homosexual. Now, I stood my ground on it, and I text back to him and says, "You can't be a Christian and be a homosexual." He says he's born again Christian. But not his lifestyle. He's married to another man.
No, he's not a Christian. He's not truly a Christian.
No, and not I told close. Him that it. He always said he's gay. I said no, don't use the word gay because you're not gay because you're not happy, and you look at it this way. It in the Bible it says sodomite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then he got off on, you know, I told him that we read the King James Bible only. He says, if you only read one Bible, it's dangerous. I said, well, what Bible version are you reading? He says, the King James. Evidently, he says, my God approves of my lifestyle. No, that's the God of this world.
Yeah, unfortunately,
I got into
his.
He's still, you know, he's still texting me because, you know, he's just telling me about the past that we, you know, we were associated in our younger years, and so it was a rough, you know, I got bold, and I just stood my ground on homosexuality.
You have to. But, Kelly, remind him about Romans chapter 1, where it says the people that do what he's doing is given over to a reprobate mind very quickly. He break him out of it quickly.
I've done that.
Maybe
it's
too late already. Maybe too late already. I don't know.
It's probably too late. Because he accepts.
That's sad.
But he says his God accepts his lifestyle. It's just kind of like, okay, well, he lives in Southern Nevada.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
I want to say you've done all you can do.
House and everything else. Yeah. Well, that's all we can do. Yeah. Pray for him, but I believe that he's totally convinced that he's not doing anything wrong.
Well, that's reprobate. That's sad part.
Yes, it is. It's a reprobate mind.
That's sad.
So anyway, that's kind of what was on my mind. Because I just got off the texting with him, and I said I'll talk to you tomorrow or whatever. I don't know. He says he's been this way all of his life. No, that's not true. I even know that.
So, yeah. He said he's born that way.
He said he was born that way. No, you're not. You're born male and female.
That's right.
That's what I told him.
You're not born a murderer or a rapist either. That choice is yours, right?
Absolutely. It's all a choice.
Yes, it is.
And it kind of saddens me that this is the way he is. But it's just he's 66 years old.
Oh, my.
I haven't talked to him for 40 years.
Yeah, sounds to me like he's in bad condition. Keep praying for him. Maybe God will give him a chance. But probably he's reprobate, but just pray. As long as he's talking to you, you keep witnessing to him.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right, Kelly. Thanks for the call. That's all you can do. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our brother Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in.
How you doing, Pastor?
Buddy, I'm getting prettier every day. You know that.
Yeah, I heard. got some real good news from the doctor today, from the lung doctor, actually. There's light at the tunnel, but she said, I got to stay highly motivated, and it ain't going to be 3 or 4 weeks. It's going to be more like a year. But she said the main thing she wants me up and moving around, walking. And exercising. But the reason I called is when I got hauled down to the emergency room with difficulty breathing, and they gave me the heparin and found out I was allergic, and then I had the difficulty breathing that would curl your teeth, I was praying out loud to Jesus. They were putting on the defib pads on me, getting ready to run a code, and they were asking me who my next of kin was. They knew I was about to crash. I knew I was about to crash. And then the second time, well, actually third time in the hospital with the pneumonia and the sepsis, sealed it pretty much. I've got to be ready to go at any time. Now, over the years, I was first officially born again. I'd been being born again off and on, praying the sinner's prayer since I was 13. But the first time it actually took, when I went down publicly at a Baptist church in Carrollton, Georgia, was 1994 on Resurrection Day. That's when I actually went down publicly. And then again, I went down again, you know, the altar call at Billy Graham Crusade and all that stuff, you know. But I never was able to surrender to Jesus until this time the other day, and then again the next time in the hospital, when I realized I could go at any time. And I'm 65 years old next month. There's nothing really interesting. I'm not going to fly an F-15 fighter plane. I'm not going to date a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Okay. So I surrendered to God, and it was the first time I was ever able to surrender. Now, the problem that I have is the Bible is not clear on a lot of things. I guess I could go ahead and just say it. There are a lot of holes in the book, and I'm not a very good detective. Yeah, I went to college and wrote research papers when I had to, but most of mine was technical school, where you have a book that tells you exactly what you have to pass this course. And I'm not a very good detective, so I rely on people like you and a pastor to put the stuff together for me, because a lot of times the stuff is spread throughout the Bible. Different verses and stories, and then a well-trained pastor can put it together for you. a lot of times I will not understand something, and I will go to church and hear a sermon, and it might be 6 months later, and there's my answer. Now, sure. I got stuck in the Pentecostal church for 12 years, and I found that I no longer believe in those signs, gifts, prophecy, gifts of healing, and all that stuff. I won't even tell you about my experience with the people who claim that you can speak something in and out of existence. And then they've got people I've run across on the internet that demand that you believe the earth is flat or you're going to go to hell. What I have decided to do is just concentrate on the finished work of the cross. The finished work on the cross. The finished work on the cross. And that gets me through this. Can you hear me?
That's a good way to look at it. But, so, well, one day you get a chance, you call me. We have more time to talk, and I'd like to be tell me about the holes you think's in the book. I never found many holes in the book that wasn't spoken about to refilled from another part of the book. The Bible explains itself, not always in the same chapter, same verse, but the Bible explains a thing in it that we need to know. So there's not many holes in the book that I know of, Jim. If you ever want to discuss that in more detail, pick out a day one time when I get a chance. We'll just talk about it.
I've got a lot to do tomorrow. I'll try to call you tomorrow. Holes in the book, for instance, you got the gap theory. You got the age of the earth theory. I lean towards the young earth theory because of the archaeological evidence that I have seen for it. Okay.
Some places you say there's holes in the book. In a sense, that some things, maybe some things we won't be able to understand, not because of holes there, we just can't grasp it. But we all have maybe different thoughts on things, on some parts are not clear in the Bible. But the earth is ancient. It was here before we were here, long before we were here. The earth was already here and it had already been judged. It was void without form and filled with water. You know, there was nothing here. The earth's older than 7,000 years. Now, what was here before that, I cannot tell you, but there's a lot of things there that takes more study to get into than just a surface study. It takes a lot of time sometimes to dig this stuff out. But
okay,
you told me sometime.
You know,
we'll
they
just,
say that there's
we'll
a theory of the old Earth, it may be actually 4.6 billion years old, but this civilization is only 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, and there are theories. Some people believe that there was civilization here that was before us that was actually more advanced than this one.
And that is a possibility. I cannot say it isn't.
It is. It is a possibility.
Yeah, but see, those aren't holes. Those are things that you just didn't bring to our knowledge. So that's just
holes might have been the correct term to use.
I understand what you're saying, but believe me, there are things I reason on all the time. And some things I've come to figure out, I'll never figure out. That's where you walk by faith.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you get to somebody else.
All right, good
and
call.
I've been praying for
God
your grandkids.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I tell you what, that fellow is more sincere now than ever known to be in the past, and I praise God for that. I really do. Let's speak to our sister Kathy in Indiana. Kathy, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. I'll be sending the boys their letter tomorrow. I'm going to the post office.
Always
need to be praying for our families and for our friends and for our neighbors. And we need to be praying for God's people to be strengthened for these times. But there's never, ever been, of course, any time in history that there has not been terrific trials and tribulations. But clinging to Jesus is all that matters. And that's why we do need to be praying for all every day. That they come to know how much they need Jesus. Now, with that lady that just called in about her nephew, I think it was, I think it was in the 1970s. I'm not sure of the exact date. But that was when they came up with the ADD so-called diagnosis problems with children.
Right.
And I do know it was approximately 70%. Of the children that they wanted to get on the drugs. That's why they wanted them to get on the drugs. About 70% of them were boys because they were working on that back then in that way. And also food additives were purposed to lower estrogen and make boys passive, I guess. But that's been a tremendous thing to happen. I have a neighbor whose grandson just turned 16, and when he was first started grade school, first grade, they called his mother in and said, well, he was so boisterous at recess, and what they looked for. They didn't want people that asked children that asked too many questions that were too active. Natural, normal boy behavior was called a problem. And they told the mother, you're going to have to put him on this drug for ADD. And she said, there's nothing wrong with him. He doesn't need to be on a drug. He's just a boy, and he's acting like a boy. And you're talking about at recess, too, or asking the same questions more than once. But they did that. And all of a sudden, here it was an epidemic. So they get all these children on drugs, as many as they could. And that boy, by the time he was 11, 12, he wanted a purse, and he wanted to paint his fingernails. And now, at age 16, he has gone into a complete, I'm a woman, I'm a girl, mode. But I believe it's been done deliberately, and I know it has, to boys as well as girls.
Yes,
because there have been people that have shown that that's what it is. And then the churches, of course, have been slipped away to where some people who pray fervent prayers and speak of the love of Jesus and do such good works, they'll think it's okay for to give someone a gift of a little fairy thing or an elf or even a little gnome in the garden, because it doesn't have horns on its head. It's just a colorfully dressed little thing. Well, in looking in any old dictionary, I don't know about the new ones, but it comes right out and always says, these are demonic beings. These are elves that live underground, and they're demonic, and they're goblins. And when these definitions get pointed out to those people, they don't have a comment about it. But is God pleased with it? Would he ever be? Of course not. It's the enemy. And so our people of every age are flooded with desire for entertainment and for the ways of this world. And they have swayed away, but they do desperately certainly need to know and hear the truth, that they need spiritually to draw near to Jesus, because you have to draw near to him. He's not going to force himself on anyone. We have to resist the ways of the devil. We have to draw near to our Savior. And then he draws near to us, and we have unlimited source of comfort, peace.
Amen.
There's not enough words to thank him and to be so grateful for. But with that lady and her nephew, it's just grieving, really, really grieving how far people have fallen away from truth.
Yes, it is.
And that's why the dictionary, and I know that they're making changes in dictionaries and putting new words in that would fit in with what they want society to be now. But we have to speak the truth. We have
yes, we
to
do.
Speak the truth. It's a sin of omission. If we don't speak the truth and people are only hearing lies, we at least have to speak it, and then we can walk away. But we will speak that truth out loud.
You have to, or that blood's on our hands.
Because it might end up saving someone on down the line. They might remember it.
Amen.
So,
Captain,
with lots
jumping.
Of love.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, and thanks for sending a card to Dylan and Ryan. Thank you very much.
And a letter to them, too, because their love just pours out to them, and they will be strengthened by the Lord, I know.
Amen.
So,
amen.
But, and we all will. We all need him that much.
Amen.
So I bless all of you, and thank you,
Kathy.
Thank you for doing Call to Decision. It is truly a spiritual lifesaver. I know that. But furthermore, for the physical help, too, with Summer Dre and Tahibo people.
And thank you.
Anyway, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kathy. God bless you. It's appreciated. What a sweet lady. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, and good program today. I found out here, well, you're talking about Trump being his cabinet and his picks, of course, there. 60% Jewish, apparently, and 100% Zionist. And up here, Polivri, he was talking about the preemptive of strike on Iran and all that sort of stuff. I won't vote for him. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to do something that's more important to my benefit that day. I'm going to wash my hair because that's going to be of more benefit than voting those clowns. And if you saw me, you'd know that that was quite a job. But anyway, but no, I'm not going to vote for somebody. They're snakes. And all of these so-called Christian Zionists, I don't call them, I put it in quotes, not Christian, it's satanic. These people are, I wouldn't go under the same roof as these people who are going to their church. They're just untouchables to me. I just can't stand them. If they come in onto your show, I understand how you wouldn't go after them for that sort of thing. But if the lines are open, I'll do it. I won't swear into that, but I'll call them a task. I'm going to make them defend this wicked, evil, antichrist philosophy. It's not even a religion, and it's infected all the churches practically. I can't find anybody here, and I've given up now. But, I mean, it's everywhere, and it's infected the whole church. Many people are leaving and becoming, believe it or not, Eastern Orthodox and stuff because they're sick of these Zionist churches. And actually, recently, Candace Owens came out and she pledged $40,000. She had Phil Turney on from the Liberty Survivors, and she's going to pledge $40,000 a year. What are these dispensationalist churches doing? Nothing. Has Trump or any other president spoken out for the Liberty? None. And they won't. The United States is 100% controlled by rich Jews, Zionists, period.
You know,
and everyone knows it.
I agree with you, but I'll tell you one of the reasons I have patience with people like that, and I do talk to them off the air about it, because I believe that for years. I preached that for years. I actually believe that. So people taught me were patient with me, so I don't throw stones at them, so to speak, but I do talk to them about it, ask them whether let's look at this together. But you're right. I totally agree with you. They need to know these things, but they don't.
Yeah, you see, the problem with it's harder for me to be gentle with them that way because I know that people are dying, and Americans have died by the thousands and billions on it. If it was less consequential, in other words, to the lives and deaths of people, I might be a little softer on them, but I find it hard to be soft on them when tens of thousands of people are being destroyed.
But,
maybe even a nuclear war, who knows? But anyway, I will send a card to your nephew as well. I got the address from the recording, so I will be able to write that down.
It's my grandson.
Okay, we'll talk to
thank
you
so much.
Bye-bye.
And you're right. Thank you.
Bye.
He's right, folks. I mean, it's wrong. We need to try to teach him. But if someone would attack me over that or even turn the back on me, then why would I even listen to him in the first place? So be patient and teach him. But we should be angry about murder of unborn children, angry about sodomizing their sons and perverting their daughters. But we need to educate people that something they've been lied to for many, many years. Now, there's no point in trying to go to a whole church and convert a whole church to the truth. It's not going to happen. But if I have a guest on who doesn't know the truth, I like to talk to them privately or on the phone to share my thoughts. And sometimes it is, sometimes it don't, but I've done my best. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. I know we only got a couple minutes here, so I'll make this really quick. You know, America, I don't know about the rest of the world, okay? But I know something about America. And I'm going to tell you, everything starts in the home. You know, and Satan has done his very best, you know, to just make a wreck of a house. It's not a home. And I'm going to tell you, I did not come from a godly parents, and I prayed to God before they died that they gave their heart to Jesus Christ. But I remember that we had a big old King James Bible sitting right on a coffee table. Remember back then, everybody had a coffee table. Okay, mm-hmm. And they had a big old King James Bible sitting right there on that coffee table, and not one soul opened that Bible. Not one. And then, you know, and as a youth, I got in with the wrong crowd. And I'm not blaming anybody else for my sins of the past. But I'm going to tell you what, if your parents don't teach you the ways and things of God, you will learn the ways and things of the world. And that's why we're in such a dilemma that we're in today.
I agree.
Okay, because right, because everything starts there, and you know,
totally
people
agree.
Want. Well, we need money, you know, to so both people can go to the work, put your kids in a daycare center paid for by the taxpayers, which they have no business paying for that, and so they have no idea what's being taught in the school and in those daycare centers. And that's why we're as America. That's all I'm talking about now is America. That's where we're at. Nobody teaches you the ways and things of God. You'll learn the ways and things of the devil. I guarantee you that. I'll get off. God bless.
Good call. Thank
and,
you. Very good call, Gary. Very good call. Brilliant. Right to the point, folks. Believe me, the ways of natural man comes naturally. You don't have to teach a child how to lie or sneak things around or do things. No, you don't teach them how to do that. That's natural. You got to teach them right from wrong. That's your job as a parent. But give me down about the last minute or so, and I want to thank you all again for your love, and thank you for such sweet phone calls. And, Jan, thank you for the offer. Thank you so much. That was so sweet. I do ask you to please keep the ministry in your mind and heart, folks. We do have bills to pay. We truly do. We're getting ready to send some money to Pastor Arthur Pulaski tomorrow and some more first of the year down to North Carolina. Thanks to you all. I'll see you in Austin tomorrow between 9 and 4. Have a great night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.